Hello, everybody. It is I, your immortal overlord, the Lady Lord of the Damned. Oh, I am excited. So, as you know, I've been learning about the horror genre. And sometimes a movie, a story, a tale is so terrifying, so unforgettable, that it brings about a sequel. That's when it happens again. Oh, sometimes they're really bad, but would you believe that we have a sequel? Yes. This one's really good, though. Okay? In fact, so last time it was Sammy just talked about vampires, but now they talk about zombies and other stuff, too. Oh, I'm excited. Are you excited? This is the return of Chloe Cunha. Enjoy! Okay.
So he plays an actor who is famous for a role called Dr. Death.
Okay.
And basically people start dying mysteriously around him, and you can kind of tell he's being set up, but it's unclear, like, mm-hmm. is he doing it? Is someone around him doing it? So it's very got kind of a mystery element,
yeah.
And but it ends in the wildest, wackiest way. That's very satisfying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit with Vincent Price. I just started recording just so that you know, in the middle of you describing that movie. Usually I've given you warning, but I.
No worries. Yeah, I know. I'm just so excited. I'm jumping right into it.
Yeah, I just saw. Oh, what was it called? Not Monster Party. That's a different movie. That is also a horror movie. I'll talk about. I just saw Monster Club with Vincent Price. Do you know about this?
No, what is that?
Okay, and I had heard about this movie for years and never seen it. I'll describe this, and then I will have you introduce yourself so that we do, because if I don't do it now, we're gonna do the episode and realize I haven't had you do that. But it's Vincent Price plays a vampire who's out and he meets this guy, and like Vincent Price, you know, the guy thinks Vincent Price is injured. And he says, oh, let me help you. I'll do whatever, you know. He says like, oh no, I'm okay. He says, I'll do whatever you need. I'll help you. He's like, whatever. And then he bites him. And he says, well, thank you so much for letting me drink your blood. You should come to my monster club. So it is just Vincent Price. It's an anthology. But it's Vincent Price just taking this guy to this like monster speakeasy and teaching him about monsters, but it is so cheesy. It was amazing. And like there's a bunch of people dressed as, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, like vampires, but then there's just people in like foam suits. It's just like it's just like, yes, that is a vamghoul. Oh, okay. But you've been on this show before. I have guests introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, yes, my name is Chloe Cunha, and I am thrilled to be here. Well, I'm thrilled to be at your Monster Club.
Right.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this kind of is my Monster Club.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll have to think of better questions for people who return. But what was your intro to horror for those who didn't listen to your episode, or it's been a while?
Yeah, it's funny because I used to not be a big horror person at all. I used to be kind of freaked out. I was too easily scared as a kid, so I didn't watch a lot of horror. I was thinking about this, and I think part of it was because I watched some movies at a young age that were probably, like, inappropriate. Like, I realized I watched Terminator at like, age 8, and it wasn't until later when I was like, oh, that was like a really violent movie for young Chloe to be watching. But I wonder if that made horror harder for me, because I was already like traumatized. But like, I didn't watch it for a really long time, and then honestly it's not until I want to say around college, because I studied, I was a cinema studies major. And I started watching, you know, some things on the syllabus for some classes were horror movies. And I started watching it and kind of having the academic, like having the analysis behind it was really helpful to me. And it made me realize that actually there's a lot of stuff that horror does that I really like. And it also helped me be less scared, because I was kind of able to be like, well, okay, once I start getting freaked out, just look at the cinematography or try to focus on the external qualities that you can analyze instead of being scared. So that really helped me. And once I kind of got past the initial fright element, I had a lot of catching up to do, honestly. So I watched a lot of stuff, and there's still a couple classics that I haven't seen, but I think I'm pretty much caught up. I've watched a lot of things at this point. So yeah, I'm definitely a big fan. I'm trying to think of what the first one that I've seen was. I have a vague memory of being young and watching the beginning of Night of the Living Dead.
Okay.
And being too freaked out. Yeah,
that is a definite favorite of mine.
My early, early memories. but yeah, no, now I really like the genre. I like, probably, I want to say, honestly, most sub-genres even.
Okay.
Most. I'm pretty open-minded about it. There's just some types that I'm really not a fan of, which is I really don't like the kind of, you know, torture porn, Eli Roth type of horror.
Same.
And I might have mentioned that last time, but I really don't like it. The one real subgenre that is kind of popular that I really just don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. So that's my thought on that. It kind of bores me, and it just makes me feel bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I, you know what I like? I like a lot of the kind of, I like the allegorical and the supernatural and the sci-fi elements of horror. I like all the kind of fantastical, like stretching the limits of reality and that kind of stuff. That's my favorite stuff. So the torture porn stuff, it just, I don't know, it doesn't say anything interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It makes me feel gross.
I've seen a few torture porn movies, And it's like, I haven't, I can't tell you one off the top of my head that I enjoyed. But I can tell you that literally every single one of those that I've seen, I can remember at some point. They're like, you didn't need to do that! Everything is just like, we don't need that!
That's exactly how I feel. And it's funny because it's not even the gore necessarily.
Yeah.
I actually like some gory stuff, mm-hmm. you know, especially like 70s, 80s, like kind of early 90s gore. Some of that stuff is really fun. I love Hellraiser. That can be really gory, first two. Mm-hmm. But for me, they're just way more interesting. They're not just about the brutality of it. They have something else going on. They have something else to say, and they have amazing images. Honestly, the images of the Cenobites or whatever, they're like really like drilled into my head. I'm like honestly fascinated by that, and like H.R. Giger, that kind of nightmarish stuff. I really like. But yeah, you know, so it's not the gore, it's just the everything else.
And you know, this is, I understand the appeal of them, and you know, it's but I'm not a big Hellraiser fan. Like, if you know, of like horror franchises, like that's, it's one of my least fit, and I get it. It's just, I don't know why it's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I should. Like, it's just like... See, I haven't finished it, but I was just watching Little Monsters before I got on this call with you. I don't know if you know about this movie.
I've heard the name, but I don't think I've seen that one yet. I get that one confused with, there's another 80s one. I think I'm getting them mixed up because I don't think I've seen Little Monsters, but I've seen the other one, Monster Squad. I've seen Monster Squad. I haven't seen Little Monsters.
And this is actually a different Little Monsters, because I know the one you're thinking of, but I've just watched a more recent movie. And I know the movie you're thinking of. I forgot all about that movie with Fred Savage.
It's a very nostalgia film, and I admit I had not seen it as a little kid, so I didn't really like it as much.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, I don't remember it one bit. But no, the movie I was watching, and you Google it, it's the movie that comes up. Like, you need to look for the 1989 movie. But it's and I mean, they're calling it a horror comedy. Like, there's some shit in here that, and I mean, plenty of horror comedies, there's some legitimately scary stuff in. But like, honestly, there were some scenes in here that I'm like, but it's from last year. Okay. For some reason, I thought it was 2017. Last year makes more sense. It's on Hulu, which is why I'm just watching it now, because I just got Hulu.
I'm right on. I think I saw an ad for it. That's the one with Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
a zombie movie. I love zombie movies.
That's why I kind of brought it up as a segue into that topic.
Perfect. Yeah, tell me about it. I'm curious. I'll have to pick that.
It has 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
whoa.
So she is a teacher. She's an elementary school teacher, and she takes the kids on a field trip. With one of the kids' uncles is the chaperone, mm-hmm. And they're. You know, they're having fun at this like wild animal, this like Australian animal park, when there's a zombie outbreak, and it's the two adults need to protect these kids, but they're also kind of like trying to protect their innocence.
Oh
So
wow,
they're
that
like,
sounds
"Oh yeah, no,
really
we're just playing tag. You can don't let the funny people touch you."
interesting. Oh wow, very cool. I gotta check this
Yeah,
out.
and
I think that is
Josh
made up now.
Gad is in it as a children's entertainer
Oh
who, like they always do in this sort of movie, turns out to be a real creep.
incredible.
I was just like, "Oh, really? Oh, is that guy not as nice as he seems? Really?"
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, but I maybe like two-thirds of the way through, but so far I recommend it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. It's funny. I was just trying to think about some really good zombie movies and stuff that's maybe a little bit less talked about. And I realized that I had actually seen one not too long ago. So this October, I tried to watch one zombie movie, or not just zombie movie, sorry, one horror movie a day for each
Okay.
day. And some days I missed the day, so I had to watch two a day. But I made it. I wound up watching 31 movies. And so I dug into some slightly more obscure stuff because I was like, I'm running out of things to watch. I saw a movie called The Cured that was kind of, it's
I
an
heard about this.
obscure
I haven't seen
23,
it, but
yeah, good. It's an Irish
okay.
Irish zombie movie, and it stars Elliot Page, who just came out today.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is very topical. But it's good. It's funny, I haven't heard anybody talking about this movie. I'm sure maybe, when it first came out and I just missed the dialogue about it,
I
but it
mean,
was
I don't
interesting.
remember it either, so I'm like
It was good. It's on Hulu.
okay.
I liked it. It's definitely a little bit more, cerebral. It's almost more of a drama than a horror movie, really, but it was good. It was very interesting, and it really kind of tackles a really interesting problem that very few movies I've seen look at, which is, what happens after a zombie outbreak, like if they find a cure and some people turn back to normal, like what happens, when you try to reintegrate those people into society, some of whom, might have killed people that they're close with and all this stuff. And so it was really an interesting idea. The only other one that I've seen kind of talk about something similar is, have you seen The Girl with All the Gifts?
No, it has been on my list for a long time, and
Me too.
so
Yeah.
that is planned for like this week, so.
It's good. Yeah, I liked it as well. It's not quite, obviously not quite the same as The Cured, but it kind of deals with a similar, like, oh, what to do when the barrier between, or rather when the border between zombie and human is blurred. And that's a very interesting territory that
Yeah.
is kind of new for zombie movies, I feel like. Or rather, I've seen it before, but more played as a joke, right? Like in Shaun of the Dead, right? Famously at the end, he keeps his buddy as kind of a weird zombie, like
Yeah.
almost a zombie pet, So I've seen it done in that way in kind of a jokey sort of way, but this was, I don't know, it was good. They're definitely both good,
Cool.
and I recommend them.
Yeah. One of my favorite zombie movies, one of my favorite horror movies is Train to Busan.
Yes, I just saw that this
Yeah.
October as well.
And I
Great
just
movie.
found out that the sequel was out. I don't know how I
Oh,
missed it. I've been waiting for Peninsula. And also apparently it doesn't look like it has good reviews. I'm gonna watch it
wow.
anyway.
Yeah, I'm curious as well. Cool. Yeah, no, I just saw it. That was one of those that had been on my list to watch for a really long time, and I finally saw it this October. And I agreed, I really liked it too. I mean, it's Oh, it gets you right in the feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, I mean, yeah, wow. That's one of those horror movies I recommend to like everyone. Like it there's
Yeah.
like that and like Demon Knight are like two big ones.
Demon Knight. Oh, I don't think I know that
Okay,
one.
that's it's not a zombie movie, in case you couldn't tell from the title. But it's actually the full title is Tales from the Crypt presents Demon Knight.
Oh,
And I
interesting. Okay.
believe it is it's either 89 or it's early 90s.
Demon Knight. I just saw
It
something.
is
It's funny.
Knight as in KNIGHT.
Wondering. I thought it was probably KN, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's 1995.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, I see. Billy Zane,
Yep.
Jada Pinkett. Cool. Awesome. What a cast. This is incredible.
Yeah, Thomas Hayden Church is in it, and I think an early role. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and my listeners are probably sick. And it's just like, okay, you say that every episode. Stop it.
Well, I'm thrilled to discover another movie. Awesome. I'll check it out. I just saw another movie with Demon in the title and Knight in it. I saw Knight of the Demons, I think it
Oh,
was.
yeah.
Do you know that one? Yeah, that one was fun as well. Definitely a wild ride. I really liked it, and it ended in a way that I was not expecting, I'll be honest. That's a movie from the 80s, I guess 1988.
Okay.
Kind of a, I guess it's kind of a cult classic. And the thing that was interesting to me is who survives, right? I mean, the cliche is always, if you are a black person, you die first in these movies, and that did not happen. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I was actually reading about it on IMDb, and they had said originally that the first script they wanted to have a queer couple and an interracial kiss. And the producers and director were basically like, no, that's too racy. We can't do it. It's fascinating to think about it. I was like, that wasn't that long ago, right? Like, that the writer was just straight up being, censored because it was, they couldn't do, people, they were worried audiences at the time couldn't handle it. It's kind of blowing my mind. Like, wow, that's would be completely not an issue at all today, but at the time they had to cut a lot of that, which is, I don't know. It's wild to think about. But yeah, that one was pretty good too. I like that one. It was had some definitely fun, iconic kind of wild scenes. So yeah, that was good.
So, any other zombie movies you wanted to bring up
Yeah, let me see.
before we go to a different topic?
Well, of course, there's okay, I think this is actually probably a bad movie.
Okay.
But I will never forget it because there is a zombie baby in it. Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
Oh, yeah.
That zombie baby blew my mind. And I remember watching it and thinking, this is not a good movie. But damned if I wasn't completely entertained by the fact that this movie had a goddamn zombie baby in it. Awful. I mean, just completely insane. And yet it was the perfect movie. I think I might, you know what? I might have been younger. I might have been in high school. This was probably one of those situations where some friends were like, let's watch this movie. And I was like, okay. And I will never forget that. You got to talk about George Romero, obviously, if you're going to talk about zombie stuff. So the original Dawn of the Dead, a better film. If I remember correctly, does not have a zombie baby. So really,
I don't think so.
they're messing up. Just saying. Night of the Living Dead, of course,
Had a zombie
great
child.
film. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Zombie movies are interesting in what they represent because they are very much this kind of it's a primal fear, right? The dead rising from the grave, you know, is something I think you'll probably find across multiple cultures. But there's also something that's very kind of survivalist about it at the same time. I don't know. It's great. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what my favorite would be even, and it's hard to say. Honestly, it might be Shaun of the Dead. I mean, that's kind of, you know, not without its flaws, but it's I really love the intersection of comedy and horror
I mean
in.
that and Train to Busan are definitely like
Yes.
my two zombie movie
Oh,
favorites.
you know what? I actually
And
just
Night of the Living
saw
Dead.
one. Yeah, I just saw another one in October as well called Hashtag Alive. That was pretty good too. Yeah,
I'm looking
it
it up
was.
now.
I think it's. I'm trying to remember. I believe. Yeah, it was Korean. It's available on Netflix. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was interesting because it is also sort of one of those like, oh, this is kind of more realistic about what would happen in an actual outbreak. And it had a lot of funny moments in it too. Like you know, most of the movie kind of just follows this one guy. I'm forgetting how old he is. I think he's like early 20s or late teens. A young guy basically who's, you know, alone at home. His parents and sister are off on vacation or something, and he's just alone at home. And he just happens to be alone when everything starts to unravel. And so there are a lot of moments that are kind of that are, you know, heart-wrenching, but also kind of funny, like moments where you realize like he's running out of food, and so he's kind of just like eating like a lot of like kind of he's just like, oh my God, I found a packet of ramen. Like it's funny, but it's also it got kind of an action element to it, and a lot of the action is just surviving in these very basic ways of a lot of movies don't necessarily cover like the idea of yeah, what happens when you run out of food, right? Which is you know, not something you necessarily see in a lot of kind of action horror movies is people just trying like needing to eat. So it's funny how that's a very big central issue actually, but you know, that creates interesting scenarios because now he's got to kind of venture outside his home and try to scavenge, and then he finds one other person who's alive, and there's this whole, you know, I won't spoil it, but it was good. I liked it as well. Yeah, it definitely went in a couple places that, you know, were that you don't see all that often. And it also tackled the kind of social media angle that would be happening now, you know, in this sort of zombie outbreak. And that hence the title, Hashtag Alive, is him basically trying to be like, I'm still here. Like, somebody come get me. So yeah, no, it was good. And that one just came out this year too, so it's a new one. If anybody missed it, I recommend it. I liked it.
And two more zombie movies people should check out are Blood Quantum, which I think is only on Shudder right now.
You know what I think is I might have just heard about this. Is this Joseph oh shoot, yeah, it's an indigenous filmmaker, not Joseph, Jeff Barnaby, right? Yeah, I heard about this. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know it was a zombie movie. That's awesome. I had already been interested just because I'd heard it was good, but I honestly didn't know anything about it.
And but you
Cool.
they basically there's a zombie outbreak in the United States, and we find out that the indigenous population is immune.
Ooh, very cool.
And that
That's
is
amazing.
essentially that's the basic plot. of the movie. But another one is Maggie. Do you know this movie?
Maggie, I don't think so.
And it is a surprise for multiple reasons, but this is the Arnold Schwarzenegger zombie movie
Wow.
that is completely different than you would expect an Arnold Schwarzenegger zombie movie to be. Like, it
Yeah,
is like he is
absolutely.
acting. He is like legitimately acting in this movie. It is like, and I think that I could see I think a lot of people went in just like, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger zombies. It's just like, huh, this isn't what I
Yeah.
thought either of those things would be.
Interesting. Where's
Yeah.
that one? Do you know it's on Shudder maybe? I have Shudder as well, so I
I
can find
don't
everything.
know. I found it. It was on TV one time, and I finally saw it. But I saw it like last year after looking for it for a long time. I think it was on Sci-Fi. And then like, so I watched it, and it was. I remember just sitting there like, I don't know. I mean, it was because it was like, it's like an apocalyptic drama with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Incredible.
it,
Yeah, those are not things you'd expect. You
but it
expect him to
is.
be kind of the fun explosion action movie type of
But
thing.
it's he lives in this cabin with his daughter, and she gets bit by a zombie, and it's like, listen, he's like a former soldier living in a cabin with his daughter. She gets bit by a zombie, and I remember the first thing I said after watching that movie was, "Wow, this is the weirdest sequel to Commando."
Ha!
Because I'm like, it's like, huh. Okay. It's like, 'cause it is. It's like,
That's it. Oh, wow. Yeah, if this were an action podcast, I would talk a lot about Commando.
oh,
But
same.
that's okay. You got to make a new podcast just so we can talk
I
about
can't make another podcast.
Commando.
But
Well.
I would be remiss to talk to you for a second time and not bring up vampires.
Yes. Yep. It's true. I am very familiar with vampires. It's another horror subgenre that I really enjoy, and I was in a vampire movie. So it's a fun time. It's called Blood of the Tribbids. I play one of the Tribbids, and yeah, it's a very particular film. I don't think it's for everybody, but I think the people that it's for will really enjoy it. Basically, it's kind of like a tribute to 60s, 70s, Euro kind of art house lesbian vampire movies. But it's got some modern twists to it, and it's fun. It's a fun movie. I had a good time making it, and I sometimes I forget. I'm like, oh yeah, I was in that. But yeah, it's available. So it used to be, it's had quite a journey in terms of its distribution. So it used to be on Amazon Prime, and then Amazon Prime, honestly, along with being part of Amazon, which is a terrible company that screws over a lot of people and is also essential for a lot of people's well-beings. It's complicated, but at some point, Amazon Prime changed their pay structure, and they made it much less advantageous for indie films. And so there used to be kind of a period where you there were it was so awesome, you know, like Amazon Prime had so many movies, and it still has a lot of movies, don't get me wrong, but it had a lot of really obscure stuff, and small directors like indie filmmakers could actually make some money off of it. And they changed their pay structure, and the directors, who are some good friends of mine, Michael J. Epstein and Sophia Cassola, they basically were like, you know what, like it's not worth it for us financially. But at the same time, they're like, well, this is made, we want people to see it. So they put it for free on YouTube. So if you want to see it, and you know you didn't get a chance to see it on Amazon Prime, it is just available on YouTube. Yeah, you know, it was kind of their thinking. They're like, you know, we're not really making money off of this anymore, but we'd rather it be available for free than just not available or available in a, you know, on a platform that we don't really support that has kind of screwed us over. So, you know, I'm speaking for them a little bit. It might be a little more complicated than that, but that was my understanding of what happened there. So yeah, if anybody wants to check it out, full disclosure, there's a lot of nudity in it. Some of it is mine. You know, that's just the genre. I don't care, but some people might care. So letting people know. But yeah, no, it was fun. It's very fun to do. You know, it's fun. Movies are fun in general, but like popping those fangs on and doing the whole, you know, it's a blast.
So let's see. I'm looking I just Googled vampire movies to, kind of get some to bring up. I still have not seen Vampires versus the Bronx.
I haven't seen it either, actually. Yeah, I was curious about it. I have not checked it out yet, though.
I mean,
It's
there's
one of the
so many
first ones that pops
movies.
up. I'm a little bit not suspicious, but I'm a little bit like, I don't know. Sometimes these like made for Netflix movies are really great, and other times they're just kind of underwhelming. I don't know. I'm curious about it. It seems like something I would enjoy. But I haven't seen it yet. I did see A Girl Walks Home Alone
I
at
was
Night.
just gonna bring it up.
Yeah, that is a good one. That one was very fun. Well, fun might not be the right word, but it was good. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. At a couple moments, it felt like the movie was a little long, but I didn't bother me. I did like it overall. And yeah, let's see. Trying to think of ones that people haven't seen. Maybe The Hunger, great movie, 1983. Catherine Deneuve and Susan Sarandon having a gay old time together. The Only Lovers Left Alive, that's another really good one. Did you see that one? That one was fun. I was able to see that in theaters, actually, so that was exciting. Yeah, that I really like The Only Lovers Left Alive because it really handles well the question of the question of eternity, right? I mean, you know, vampire movies, right? There's so many different things that you can talk about, but the idea of living forever is part of it. And I think for a lot of people, you know, that's part of the appeal. But I love how this movie really gets into the positives and the negatives, and like how that would affect your personality and your mood, you know, to just be alive for such a long time. Yeah, it's a good one. What We Do in the Shadows as well. That one, that's fun. I haven't seen the show though. Have you seen the Netflix show?
I saw some of the first season. It just got away from me. It was good. It was definitely fun. It just got away from me.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff.
And I mean, you'll remember from
the first episode you were on, like, Fright Night and Lost Boys are two of my favorite movies. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I was really glad to have watched Fright Night for that, because honestly, I don't think I would have known to watch it.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. That was really fun. And Lost Boys, of course, is a classic. Yeah, there's a lot of good vampire movies. Some not so good ones.
Yeah.
I watched the did you see the Dracula one with Gary Oldman? Oh, everyone is
Yeah.
funny. No. I
And
enjoyed it because
that
it's
is a
so
movie that
original.
people either love or not hate. I wouldn't say people either love or just really besmirch. It's just like people are like, "Oh yeah," or "Oh yeah."
I'll say this. I had a fun time watching it, but I like watching bad movies too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
I prefer a movie that is bad and entertaining than one that is perhaps good but very boring. Does that
Yeah.
make sense? So I remember that last, the like fight scene at the end is just incredible. I mean, that's, yeah, there are some that I think it was probably a bad movie, but I liked
Yeah.
it. That's how I feel about it. Similarly, Underworld, those
Yeah.
films are
Yeah.
classics.
It, those are my best friend's like favorite movie. And it's just like I'm like, okay.
I readily admit to enjoying
Oh, I mean
Underworld,
they're
but not
great.
anymore.
They're fun.
In the same way of like it's just kind of, you just turn your brain off for a sec,
Yeah.
and have a nice time. You don't need to think that deeply when you're watching it.
But let's see. Two that I'd like to recommend to people are and I know I saw one on Shudder and I saw one on what is it? TV or whatever. What is a free service? But the Transfiguration is it is it was a surprising movie, and I feel like a lot of people have missed it. And
Cool.
it was a selection at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival. So,
The Transfiguration, you said?
yeah. And
Very cool.
it's basically it's about a teenage boy who's obsessed with becoming a vampire.
Wow. Interesting.
And that is that is the movie. And it is it's really good if memory serves.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out.
That and another one I recommend is Bit, which like it's like I'm someone who like any the fact that there is now positive and like accurate and like played by a trans person, trans woman representation in a horror movie is pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. I don't think I've even heard of this. It's
Yeah,
called Big.
it has it's Nicole Maines, who people may know from playing Dreamer on Supergirl.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Basically she is visiting her brother, or trying to think specifically, but she goes to LA to live with her brother. I think she goes there for school, but it's like the summer in between high school and college. She's living with her brother and she meets this gang of queer women vampires who bite her, and you know, and she becomes one of the not pack, that's werewolf, but you know what I mean.
the squad.
Yes, sure. And it, but it, I mean, and there were definitely some. I remember just after it ended being like, was it good or am I just this starved for pot? Because, like, there were definitely some things, and there was some, you know, it definitely had its issues. But the fact that, like, it was, honestly, I had almost no notes as far as, like, trans representation, which I've never said about a horror movie before.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I was about to say, that's not...
Like, I've never said that about a horror movie that, you know, had, you know, any sort of... You know, the only time I've said that about a horror movie is when it hasn't had anything that could be construed as trans representation, and in those cases, it's usually transphobia.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This looks really cool. I'll check it out.
But it was. I mean, like, there were, and I see this just for, you know, and it's been brought up on the one live episode of the show I did. I like to, any time, you know, like a movie like this, not necessarily spoilers, but just so that people in, like, whatever marginalized community or, like, whatever situation know going in, but there are scenes where I was just ready to cringe. I was just like, oh no, and then I'm like, wait, what? Oh, okay, because, you know, and they're
awesome. I think I feel like I see it on Amazon, maybe.
Oh, okay. Right?
Let's see. Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
Great.
I think you need to. You do. Oh, you. So you. It's not a. It's not. I don't think it comes with it. Although, wait a minute. I don't have. I did not signed in or whatever. Yeah, a very complicated relationship with Amazon Prime, because there are a lot of movies that you just cannot see without it.
Yeah.
But also, obviously, Amazon I try to not support as much as possible. So it's complicated. But it looks like it might be the only place where you can see this. Honestly, I'm trying to see something else, but I don't know where you.
Yeah, it is also still on Tubi.
Okay. Awesome.
I think it might just be on YouTube too.
Ooh, right. You know what's sort of a bummer is I'm realizing, like, this was late 2019, right? It looks like it had the year gone differently, this might have been something that might have had some more releases in theaters in 2020.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that was
you know. That's not what happened. So,
yeah, but I mean, like, there's sex scenes in this movie, and, like, the second she's making out with this girl, I'm just like, oh god, here it comes, and it's like, and it doesn't, I'm just like, oh, it's just sex, okay.
There's just nothing happening, great.
I'm like, oh, they're just having sex, great.
Cool. No. Love it.
I will say, I'm looking at, there are a few, just, you know, googling vampire movies, there are a few that jump out at me as ones that I'm like, oh, looks interesting, but also I can't not bring up So, do you know about Vampire Dog?
No. I'm not. Let's talk about it.
Vampire Dog! 2012 Canadian family film. Okay. The
MacDonald.
vampire dog is voiced by Norm MacDonald.
Well, great.
Okay.
I might be jumping the gun here, but is it about a dog who is a vampire?
I'm gonna read this and I'll tell you.
Excellent, excellent.
Yes. Yeah, so and they are specifically vampire dogs. So
Incredible. And the vampire dog has a human voice. So it's a
yep.
dog that just a dog that not only speaks, but has can is a vampire. Is that
Yes.
right? Or incredible. Because a dog that speaks already is pretty astonishing. A dog that's a vampire, also pretty astonishing. But a dog that's a vampire that speaks, now that's extraordinary. Wow.
Okay, movie.
So 600-year-old vampire dog
Yep.
living on jelly pudding.
I know
Amazing.
that's I just read that.
Those are
I'm
some
like
of the
I
sentences in the Wikipedia, and
Yeah,
I have to go. I have some notes. I
the
want to
be,
know more.
because gelatin and I'm like that doesn't even make sense. It's like because gelatin is made from bones. It's like yeah, but that's
That makes no sense.
I'm like, yeah, it's not fun.
It's like
Whatever.
a cute
Okay.
way to make, it's a cute way to make a vampire dog harmless
Yeah.
though. Oh, incredible.
Yeah, so are there any horror movies? I mean, and you brought up torture porn, but are there any like horror movies you can think of that like you're just really not a fan of?
Yeah, let's see. Trying to think.
I think this is gonna be one of the new questions I ask every episode. So thank you for being the guinea
Yeah,
pig for this
not at
question.
all. Yeah, I think well, I mean along those lines, I mean, to be honest, it's one of those things where it's honestly it's a little hard for me to answer because a lot of those movies of that genre I have not seen because I just know. I already know. Like
Okay.
I already know that I'm just not gonna like it. So like Cabin Fever, for example,
Ugh.
or whatever it's called. Yeah, I think it's called Cabin
Are we
Fever.
talking body horror? Are we talking body horror?
I'm not, you know what? It's funny because I like some body horror and some I don't. I like the stuff that gets very weird and
Yeah.
I again I think
Like the
it's
Fly.
yeah The Fly, I like that, the kind of more of the supernatural, not realistic, but something like Cabin Fever where like
Boo.
you're shaving and your skin comes off, that's
Yeah.
horrifying. I hate that. I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
That's my nightmare. Like I don't want that. I
Yeah.
don't want to see an image of
Yeah,
that. Even the
my
description of it is enough to tell me, no, this is not a movie I'm gonna like.
Right? My thing is anything having to do with teeth.
Yeah. Ooh,
Oh.
no, me neither. Yeah. See. Yeah. I feel you. I'm not. Yeah. Anything. I think. I prefer, and related to that, I prefer a type of gore that is not actually realistic.
Yeah.
I hate that, you know what? Give me the blood that's like shooting like 30 miles from a hose. You know what I mean? Like I so much prefer that than like the genuine brutality of something that looks real. Oh, and you know what? I actually have a good answer to this question,
Okay.
and it's kind of related to torture porn, even though it's not that, but I think inadvertently it might have been one of the first to really become something like that. Is I one of the films that I watched this October was The Last House on the Left, and I was not a fan. I really didn't
Yeah.
like it. It was interesting almost from an anthropological point of view, like a cultural, like I watching it, I could understand that it was a cultural touchstone of
Yeah.
sorts. And it's interesting because I see, you know, what the director, you know, famous director, I'm forgetting which horror
Wes Craven.
person now. Yes, there you go, Wes Craven, whose work I've enjoyed. I've liked some Wes Craven stuff,
Yeah,
but
I'm not a
Mulholland
fan
Drive,
of this movie either, so.
I didn't like it at all. And for me, I think, you know, what it is, it's fascinating to watch though, because what it is it's a genre that hasn't quite crystallized yet. It was kind of the beginning of the slasher in a way, right? I mean, it's one of the first kind of movies that was a bit of a slasher, but it also had this drama part to it. And then sometimes the movie tries to be funny, which just feels really inappropriate. You're like, this, like, I just saw a horrible scene where these two women were like abducted. Like, don't do like a Keystone Cops movement right now. Like, it was deeply weird. And I think it was a matter of the genre hadn't really crystallized. So, you know, there was a desire to explore, you know, things that are frightening. And I know that Wes Craven has said basically, like, you know, this was not meant to glorify the violence, this was meant to condemn it and all that stuff. But I think honestly, the way it's shot, it feels like a glorification, and it rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't think it was intended, but I think that's what the result was, because it's such a lingering, and the sexual violence is difficult to watch, you know. So yeah, I really didn't like that movie. It's, you know, quote unquote a classic, or of, you know, of early horror, early 70s horror, but I really did not like it at all. And for the same reasons that I don't like, you know, something like Hostel or whatever, because it was just all about the brutality. And even though it was, you know, ultimately, oh, you know, the goal is to condemn the brutality, by filming it gave it its own power in a way. I don't know. So I think that's, yeah, it's an interesting question, because does that mean you should never tackle these subjects in film? No, I don't think that's true, actually, but I think it's harder to do, and I think you need to be very careful about the way that you do it and why you're doing it. And obviously, this being one of the first, it was, I think he was figuring it out as well. But yeah, it was a weird movie, and I was not a fan. I'm trying to think of something else along those lines. But yeah, that was a very, that was a good example of something that I really did not enjoy.
So one of the last questions I ask on this, and then I have a surprise question. But you've been on here before. Have you had a real paranormal experience since the last time I spoke to you?
Sadly, no. I wish that would have been fun. That would have been very exciting if I'd been like, yes, I have a story now, but unfortunately I do not. maybe one day, fingers crossed, you know. But sadly, no.
Yeah, so I have just some random questions that I'm gonna pick one. How long do you think you would survive in a horror movie?
Ooh, good question. Hard to say. I think it depends what kind of horror it is that I am fighting against, right? I mean, it's that's a tough one.
It's
I
zombie
quickly
movie. I'm just gonna say a zombie movie. You know, that's the first thing we talked about. There we go.
Well, here's the thing. I think I would like to believe I would live longer than most. And I think a lot of us would like to believe that. But I also have to acknowledge that I live in a city. And that alone puts me at a pretty big disadvantage, right? I mean, I live in a city. I live with my family as opposed to like many roommates, but still, like that fact alone definitely makes things harder. Although at the same time, we do have a car, so maybe we could drive away. I don't know. Would that help? Would that give me a bit of a boost? Possibly. Is the fact that I have thought about this before maybe something that might help me? Also possibly. But at the end of the day, I think if you live in a city, that is a huge disadvantage. And I'd like to believe that hopefully, knock on wood, I would be lucky and survive a good while. But I don't think I would. And
Yeah.
I think part of the reason I wouldn't also is honestly, okay, I'm of two minds of this. I think that you absolutely should try to develop a squad and that being completely alone is actually not beneficial. But that being said, there are some benefits to a certain amount of selfishness. Because you have to be a little paranoid, obviously. And I think I would probably be too trusting. I'll be honest, I think it would be too trusting and it might bite me in the ass in
Yeah.
the end, literally. who knows? But I think I would want to believe too much in the power of banding together, and that might be a negative, actually. Even though I would love to be proven wrong, I'd love because I that's one thing that is interesting to me about these sorts of movies is sometimes the message is like, actually, trusting people is bad, and I'm like, wait, I think that's a bad message. I actually think you're better off banding together and pooling your resources. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, not somebody who has very many skills. I can run kind of a lot, but I don't know if I'd make it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I have always been of the mind that like I haven't really thought of zombie apocalypse, but I've always been of the mind that in a slasher, I'm third one killed.
That's so specific.
I'm definitely not first. Like I am like the first one. I'm the one where people are just, for a while, are like, oh, where are so and so? It's like, oh, Sammy's not back. I think there's a pro. I'm the one who like really hammers it home that like something bad is going on.
Well, per slasher logic, I have a partner, I have a girlfriend, so that already is a mark against me. If you are sexually active during a slasher movie, watch out. You're in trouble,
I mean,
so.
we're both from marginalized communities,
That
so
too, right? So I don't know. I'm saying I think we'd
well,
be in trouble, unfortunately.
actually, I'm sorry. I can't let this comment go. It's like, well, actually, if we're going by horror history, I'm the killer.
Oh, you know what?
Oh.
Oh, no. I could also be the killer, but it's probably you, honestly. Oh, no. Unfortunate.
Yeah,
Oh,
although, like, I tried archery once. I wasn't good
slasher
at it.
genre that turns some of that stuff around on its head. I think that would be. I want the. Why can't we have a final girl who's trans? I think that would be
Right?
fun. Somebody should make
Right?
that.
Yeah, it's
Come on,
like.
Hollywood. We got ideas.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, listen, I can't be the murderer in a slasher. I tried archery once. I wasn't good at it. That's a reference to, Sleepaway Camp. Okay. Well,
If this were a movie and you casually dropped that you had tried archery once, then of course there would be a final act moment where you pick up the bow and you get it. You know this,
Oh
right?
yeah. Yeah. It's just like,
That'd be
oh.
really thrilling.
There's a horde of zombies. It's like I'm the only, I so there's just a bow. I can't do it. Yes, you can, Sammy! We believe in you! And I fire this bow, and I kill one of the zombies. But it was just one. There is a horde. I have a bow. We all eventually die. But I made everyone proud of me. Is this like, we've talked about a bunch, but is there anything, any hidden gem, movie, book, any horror, you know, it's like, hey, you know, subgenre, it's just like, hey, watch more aquatic horror movies, you know, just,
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. You know what? I don't even know if I would recommend it, but I just also saw The Abyss, and that movie, I guess you could, I'm not sure it qualifies as horror. It's spooky at times. It's kind of, I'm not sure, it might be more sci-fi than horror exactly, but that movie, reading about the turmoil that the cast and crew went through while filming that makes me think you gotta watch it just so that way it was worth it for these poor people. It was, I mean, like, Ed Harris almost died a couple times. Like, a lot of people almost drowned to make that movie, so I'm not even saying it's that good, but you know what? they made it, so you might as well watch it.
Yep.
And I would like to see more aquatic horror, actually. I think that sounds fun.
Great, it's actually a subgenre I love.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know if it counts because they're more pirates than underwater, but The Fog, that's a really fun one. I really like that one. Also a classic, so not necessarily a hidden gem, but it's good. If you haven't seen it, folks, check it out.
Yeah, and I'm a huge John Carpenter fan.
Yeah, John Carpenter's great.
Yeah, so we have reached the end, and this is when I let you. You've been on here before. You get to plug yourself now. Tell people where they can find you online, anything you have going on. Now's your time.
Yeah. Let's see. So I guess on Twitter, I'm at Chloe Cunha, just my name spelled out, Chloe Cunha. I try to be funny and maybe occasionally thoughtful, and so I don't know, check that out. What else? When would this be coming out?
Honestly, it'll be a while.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. It's funny because it's hard to, my schedule is very, it used to be that I would know in advance things that were coming out, but now I'm kind of like, I don't know. I've got a show this Saturday and I'm thrilled, you know, because there just aren't as many shows now. Other than that, let's see. I don't know. I might've mentioned last time I've been writing some satire. So, you know, you might see me every once in a while on Reductress and, hopefully a couple others that I've just started to submit to, and I think that's it.
Okay, well, Chloe, thank you so much for talking about horror for a second time with me.
Well, it's my pleasure. It was fun the first time and the second, so the sequel was just as good.
Yeah, this is thank you. Yeah, you know, you can't always say that about horror sequels. So.
This is true, yeah. Yeah, not always the case. good stuff.
Yeah, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Boo-ha-ha. We'll be back next week with another wonderful episode. Or will we?